Today is the disappearance day of Sri Baladeva Vidyabhushan, and it's also the appearance day of Srimati Gangamata Goswamini. I'm going to read an excerpt from a book about Abhiram Das Thakur, and it's the Gangastavam, or the glorification of Ganga Mata Goswamini. I'll just read it because it's self-explanatory and very, very beautiful. It will give us an opportunity, as I had mentioned on a previous podcast, to absorb ourselves in remembrance of one of the Lord's associates. In this case, it is Ganga Devi herself, who has appeared as the daughter of Lord Nityananda. And because Ganga Devi purifies the heart, therefore we should offer our prayers to her so that we may also become freed from many unwanted things that lurk therein. Okay, it starts in the following way. Sri Nityananda Nandinyai Namaha. Residing in Goloka, the divine couple became overwhelmed with feelings of intense love for one another. The inundation that flowed from them is none other than Sri Ganga Devi herself. Now that personality has most mercifully appeared as the little empress of our day, the daughter of the daughter of Suryadas Sharakela. Oh, and this is the refrain, Nityananda Sati Prasidha Bharade Premnu Bharavanjari. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please propitiously bestow your blessing of divine love. Dear mother of this earth, you have so mercifully appeared on the day of your own worship. Your glories are celebrated throughout the three worlds. The sins acquired in 10 lifetimes are neutralized by worshipping you on the most auspicious occasion of your appearance day, itself endowed with uncommon majestic potency. The true essence of your nature is inaccessible to all but those endowed with devotion. Your munificence is the expedient of our ultimate destination. There is no limit to your compassion. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please propitiously bestow your blessings of divine love. Beginning even from the Sutika Mandir, the maternity room, you exhibited your prowess through your most wonderful pastimes. Though as a newborn infant you were expected to be anxious to drink milk from your mother Vasudha's breast, you refused to do so. Nityananda Prabhu, however, could understand your mind, so he requested his other consort, Janava Devi, to accept you as a disciple. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please propitiously bestow your blessings of divine love. Thus she did utter in your ear the mantra for worshipping the divine couple. This engendered ecstatic delight within your mind, and so you happily accepted your mother's breast to the joy of all who were present, especially your mother and father. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please propitiously bestow your blessings of divine love. You are worshipped by the demigods and demigoddesses as the ornament adorning Lord Shiva's matted locks. You are also the object of affection for Sri Krishna as the water that washes his feet. Thus, you are the deliverer of all the three worlds. Human beings attain all perfection by seeing you with fondness and affection. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please propitiously bestow your blessings of divine love. My name is Sri Damsaka. As the eternal companion of my master Nityananda Prabhu, I accompany him wherever he goes, including this earthly planet. I am therefore acquainted with whatever there is to be known, whenever and wherever we wander. Thus I could recognize you after offering my obeisances to you 12 times. Even then, as you smiled at me, the entire earth smiled along with your eyes, and I was certain that you are the direct energy of Lord Vishnu. By taking shelter of you, the living entities are imbued with devotion. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please propitiously bestow your blessing because of divine love. O goddess, in your direct manifestation you appear in liquid form, flowing throughout the universe. Subsequently, you are to be found in your greatest manifestation, residing on the big toe of the left foot of Krishna, who is the reservoir of loving mellows, transcendental erotic passion incarnate in the company of his consort Sri Radhika, whose disciple you are. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. Dear Mother, whoever worships your feet attains the supreme benediction. By your unlimited and gracious favor, even those who are nourished by only a semblance of devotion to you attain their desired destination. Why would you award them only the dry fruit of Gyan knowledge? You are the form of Sri Krishna himself. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. O Bhagavati Devi, with love as your only purpose, your waters of love wait in loving attendance upon Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and all of the others, including Srivas Thakur, Ram, and Hari. You are the loving servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Narahari Shakar, Brakeshwar Pandit, and Raghava Pandit. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. You are the dear consort of Sri Krishna. Your bodily complexion is the purest white, tinged with the yellow of a champak flower. Nowadays you, the authoress of your own transcendental pastimes, frolic about the house of Nityananda Prabhu. O Bhagirati Janavi, imbued with the potency of Sri Hari, you are the source of unlimited delight for your father. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. O you who are now simply like a manjari, yet proficient to confer the benediction of divine love, those who contemplate your service and become your devoted followers and loving attendants will find their intentions and purpose in life illuminated by the path of spontaneous devotion. Thus they attain the service of the lotus feet of Sri Hari, your divine consort. You are so merciful that you bestow upon them your own position as his mistress and maidservant. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. Dear Mother, just as Sri Krishna Chandra has unlimited forms or separated plenary portions allocated by him to accomplish various objectives such as creating and maintaining the universe, establishing the principles of religion, etc., your unlimited forms also eternally pervade the material and spiritual universes. Your pastimes are glorified in prayers and hymns. That just as Sri Govinda is the first manifestation, the original cause of all causes, I have had the great fortune to have had darshan of your original and most enchanting form, as you have taken birth here today. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. Amongst unlimited tirthas throughout the universes, you are the Supreme Mother of the universe, the most qualified to be offered prayers, and the most sanctified, since Hari is always near to you. The sages sing your glories and have offered prayers to you since time immemorial. Who is in full knowledge of your uncommon magnanimity and greatness? O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri advented himself in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his secondary expansion and self-same Supreme Personality Nityananda also appeared as the son of Padmavati. Your pastime of taking birth in his house has immersed the inhabitants in billowing waves of delight produced from the ocean of prema. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. Here you are seen as a newborn baby girl, and then you are seen as the liquefied essence of love flowing throughout the universe. Next you are seen as the Bharaprema Manjari, amongst the other Manjaris situated by the side of Sri Madhava, within the forest groves of Nidavan. Thereafter you are seen situated on the toe of Sri Hari. By your wonderful and unlimited qualities you bring pleasure to him. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. O Godness, you are a venerable member of the esteemed Manjaris, the most intimate maidservants of Sri Radha, in that you bestow the greatest happiness upon the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu. Thus have you endeared yourself to her as the embodiment of loving service within this land of Braj. By your perspicacious understanding of time, place, and circumstances, and according to your hints and gestures, the service of your Prananath, Lord of your life, is effected, as you arrange various favorable situations from his side, all to his supreme satisfaction. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please perpetuously bestow your blessings of divine love. In the pleasure groves of Vrindavan, upon the jewel throne of Cupid's dalliance, the divine couple, like two children, conceive from Sri Radha's ecstasy, enjoy their sports with the assistance of their maidservants. As the maidservants bandy words about their gentle speech, you engage in various services according to the instructions of Rupa Manjari. O lovely little girl, daughter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, please propitiously bestow your blessings of divine love. Your divine form is the original abode of supreme sweetness. This truth I have been able to glimpse only due to the mercy of Srimati Radhika. Dear mother, only by your beneficence and compassion might I attain the shelter of your feet, the source of all strength. Please do not neglect me. By your mercy, may my heart be purified. Please accept me always as your own servant. Whoever sings the glories of the daughter of Sripad Nityananda Prabhu will have lit in their hearts the lamp of the sweetest emotions. Your fame destroys the darkness of ignorance, being the direct and original source of all knowledge. Your praises relieve us from the heaps and heaps of sinful reactions and enable us to establish a loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. Whoever recites these prayers with loving devotion will always remain victorious and will, as well, obtain the garden of prema. I, Ramdas, celebrated as an eternal gopa, have composed the nectarian syllables of this hymn, churned from the sound of your ankle bells, which are the essence of the esoteric meaning of the scriptures. O Devi, I am nothing more than your eternal servant. Since I am an ignorant fool, it is only by your mercy, Bhagavati, that these words of praise could bloom in my heart. I eternally offer at your lotus feet the petals of these words, your prasad, just as your devotees offer drops of your transcendental water back to you. That is the description of Srimati Gangamata Goswamini. And before concluding, I should also mention that it's the disappearance of Baladeva Vidyabhushan, who is one of the most prominent acharyas in our disciplic succession. Srila Prabhupada very much favored his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And Baladeva Vidyabhushan was originally from the Madhava Sampradaya, and by association of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, he gradually filled his, or expanded his perception of Krishna consciousness to include all of the concepts taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later on, he became one of the prominent associates of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In fact, he was his shiksha disciple, and was deputed by him to go to Jaipur when the Ramanandi Vaishnavas questioned the authenticity of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, as well as our right to worship Radha and Krishna in the way that we do, particularly at that time in Jaipur, as Radha and Govinda were being worshipped. So we should also remember and offer obeisances to Baladev Vidyabhushan, praying to him that the real understanding of Krishna consciousness, philosophy, and Siddhanta that he so nicely explained in his books becomes manifest in our hearts and destroys all of our ignorance. Hare Krishna.